Hello and welcome. We're now going to jump into our case study for tonight on our area of third-party beneficiaries and assignments and delegations. Tonight's case involves a third-party beneficiary question, and it's entitled Fourth Ocean Putnam Company versus Interstate Wrecking Company. And Fourth Ocean Putnam was a corporation. Interstate Wrecking Company was also a corporation. And Fourth Ocean was a company that bought a hotel in the 1970s along a stretch of beach in Long Island known as Atlantic Beach. It's a very beautiful, very affluent area in the town of Hempstead in Long Island and in Nassau County. And in the 1970s, a very popular recreational spot, as it still is today. And the property, which was the Atlantic Beach Hotel, which is the subject of this litigation, was a very prominent landmark. And it was a place where people would come to vacation, and people in the area would come to recreate right on the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot, and had a magnificent, as you can see, sandy beach that still exists today. And in the late 1970s, this hotel that was owned by the Fourth Ocean Putnam Corporation, caught on fire. And it burned rather substantially to the point where it could no longer sustain a business. And Fourth Ocean lost its principal asset in this hotel and was in financial difficulties as a result. And because this was such a valuable property, and because they lost their asset and couldn't rehabilitate it, they wanted to, and they had plans to try and redevelop the property, but they were having trouble obtaining fundraising to do that and gaining capital to do it. So the building was left in a kind of a dilapidated condition while they were trying to raise money to build a new facility, because they couldn't just renovate it. They had to literally tear it to the ground to rebuild it. And that cost substantial monies. And in the late 1970s, the economy of the United States was kind of in the dumper, and vacation locations are one of the first areas to get hit when you have a sluggish economy. So Fourth Ocean was having trouble obtaining the funds outside of its company to rehabilitate that dilapidated hotel that had caught on fire. So as a result of that, the town there, the local village, the village of Atlantic Beach, which is in the town of Hempstead, sued Fourth Putnam and said, clean up your property, demolish it. It is now a fire hazard. It's a danger to the community. It's what we call a public nuisance. It's attracting people to come there and get possibly hurt because the building is crashing in and things are falling down onto the public and onto the beach from it when the wind blows. The wood and the materials from the open building now, because it had huge open gaps from the fire, were blowing onto the beach and causing problems. So the village actually sued them and said, take down this building. We want you to remove it, and we want you to redevelop it. Well, they couldn't. They didn't have the money to do it. So when the village got this court order for them to take down the building, they simply ignored it, saying, we can't do it. The village understood that. They realized, and they have this empty court order ordering Fourth Ocean to tear down the property, and Fourth Ocean basically didn't have the money to do it, or else they already would have. They were in the process of trying to raise the money. So what happens is the town, or the, in this case, the village of Ocean Beach, contracts with a third party pursuant to this court order to come in and tear it down. And they're going to, the contract between the Village of Atlantic Beach and a wrecking company called Interstate Wrecking Company, which was a demolition construction company, tore down buildings, that's what they did. That contract said, we want you, and the Village of Atlantic Beach says, we want you to tear down this building, take away all the damaged material that was damaged in the fire, and rip up, there was a portion of boardwalk there. The contract said, rip up the boardwalk, tear down all the foundation of, after you tear down the building, we want it to be done to a foot at least below grade level. We want you to rip out all the concrete and pulverize it and make sure that it goes down at least a foot below grade, and then fill it in with dirt, clean fill, they call it, and make it a level lot so that it could be judicially sold if Fourth Ocean didn't pay the bill. So the contractor comes in, the Interstate Wrecking Company comes in, they demolish the building, they take away most of the material there, but they didn't fully comply with the contract. They left most of the foundation there, they left the boardwalk there, even though the contract said to take all that stuff up, and they did not pulverize all the concrete there and did not put it down a foot below grade. They just basically filled in the foundation with dirt and called it a day. So they did not meet the contract that the village had had with them. And at the end of the day, the village turned around and gave the bill that they had to pay, which was $86,000, to destroy this building and to take it away. They gave the bill to Fourth Ocean to pay pursuant to this original lawsuit which they had against Fourth Ocean when the village sued them, say, you take it down. Well, they couldn't, so they turned around and gave them the bill when they hired the contractor to take it down. And of course, Fourth Ocean had to pay that $86,000 to the town or to the village so that they could reimburse Interstate pursuant to that contract. Well, by 1980, the demolition's all done in 1978, a year later, it's all finished in July so that the summer season can go forward and that the hazard has been removed and it's now safe. Well, by 1982, Fourth Ocean raises enough money to rebuild several buildings on that site. They still own the property. They want to redevelop it, and they want to make it into several buildings for lodging and restaurants and commercial use. And when they go to start developing the site, they know that the contract, which the village let with this Interstate Wrecking Company, was not complied with. That they themselves, Force Ultra, now have to tear out all the old foundation and have to tear down all the concrete. And they didn't remove the boardwalk, all of which was in that original contract, which, by the way, as we said, Fourth Ocean ended up paying for. Well, Fourth Ocean then sues Interstate Wrecking Company, saying, you did not comply with that contract of which we were third-party beneficiaries of. That That contract was done for our benefit. See, we paid for it. That's why it was done for our benefit. Well, Interstate says, we never looked upon that as being done for your benefit. We didn't contract for your benefit. We contracted with the village to be able to remove that hazard. Had the village sued us for this, they might have had an argument. But you weren't a party to the contract. You had no privity of contract, and you're not a third-party beneficiary, at least not an intended one. And Fourth Ocean argues, yes, we were. The reason why it was done was because we couldn't do it. The reason as to why Atlantic, the village of Atlantic Beach let the contract in the first place, because we couldn't do it, and they did it for our benefit, and we ended up paying for it. Well, the Court of Appeals took a very serious look at this, and they found as follows. That was Fourth Ocean a intentional third-party beneficiary? Were they intended to be the beneficiary of the contract? Court of Appeals said no. Nowhere in the contract did it say it was for their benefit. Interstate didn't have any knowledge of the fact that it was for their benefit. The contract was let exclusively for village of Atlantic Beach. Between that, they were the only two parties. And if you were any kind of beneficiary, according to Interstate, they said Fourth Ocean, you were an incidental beneficiary. Just like every other member of the public, you benefited from the fact that this was no longer a fire hazard and no longer a safety hazard for the community. That's why we tore it down. That's why the Atlantic Beach let the contract. They could care less whether or not that this was something for your benefit. They just wanted to get it as no longer a fire hazard and no longer a safety hazard for the community. And the fact that you were ordered to do it and the fact that you paid for this contract out of that lawsuit, that just made sure that there was no longer a fire or safety hazard. It wasn't for your benefit for redevelopment purposes. Well, the Court of Appeals said, you are Fourth Ocean an incidental beneficiary, not the intended beneficiary. Nowhere in the contract did it say it was being done for your benefit. You were never mentioned in the contract. You were never mentioned in the negotiations that your status as an intended beneficiary is either that of the performance of the promise will satisfy an obligation or that you were expressly considered within the intention of the contract. Neither of those standards were followed here. The court found Fourth Ocean to only be an incidental beneficiary. And an incidental beneficiary under common law and under New York state law do not have privity of contract. They do not have the right to recover against one of the parties. And as a result of that, they did not have the right to have Interstate Wrecking Company abide by the provisions of their contract. Now, if they had been smart, and I suspect that I was in high school in 1977, so I wasn't really engaged in litigation back then, but I did go to law school in Long Island right before this, or right after this case was decided in 1985. I was actually my first year in law school, the year that it was decided. And it was written by Chief Judge Walkler, who was incidentally from Long Island. And Chief Judge Walkler wrote the opinion, and he indicated here, there should have been some discussions maybe by the Ocean Putnam Company, Fourth Ocean Putnam Company, in the village. Because the village could have sued on the contract. And obviously the village and the Fourth Ocean didn't play well because there was litigation before this all started with them. And the reason why they had to hire the wrecking company in the first place was because Fourth Ocean wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. And but had the Village of Atlantic Beach sued on the contract, it probably would have won because there was no question that the contract required the wrecking company to go down a foot below grade, and there was all this testimony that they didn't, that they were required to take the foundation away, and they didn't. So Fourth Ocean kind of got hurt by the fact that the village didn't enforce their contract. But the court said, you're not a third-party beneficiary that was intended under this contract. You lose on that basis. And they did. See you next week.